Good day, I'm Joe Selensky from Lifeway Church in North Bangor, New York, your Mars Hill pastor for the day. In this month of focusing on godly gratitude and thanksgiving, I want to take opportunity to thank everyone I've had the privilege of teaching and being under-shepherd for in these past few decades. Retirement from full-time ministry is just a month or two away from me, and I'm amazingly grateful for the wider church family I've come to love in the North Country. That said, here's my last radio devotion. So listen, a little girl had just finished her first week of school and complained to her mother. She said, "I'm wasting my time. I can't read, I can't write, and they won't even let me talk." That little girl was upset that she was wasting her time. And a question I want you to consider this day is this: do you waste your time? Think about it this way. What if you knew that you only had 24 hours to live? Would you spend that time differently than you do every other day? I know you'd rearrange your life priorities. Someone once said, "Live every day as if it were your last, because one day you'll be right." That's one way of putting it, but here's another. The Bible, God's Word, given by divine inspiration and supernaturally protected, preserved integrally by God through the ages, even as every generation, nation, empire, philosophy, government, dictator, or king has tried to eliminate it, this holy word, our scripture, says something like what I just said, live every day as if it were your last, because one day you'll be right. Similar, but better. God's Word actually says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That's in Psalm chapter 90, verse 12. You see, if we were to number our days, if we were to live each day as if it were our last, that would show and bring wisdom, because it would force us to focus on the fact that time is precious and the fact that none of us are going to live forever, and we need our God, we need Jesus. Maybe we've spent too much of our time on far less important, even trivial things, than our relationship and connection with God that can and will last eternally if we accept Jesus' gift of sin forgiveness and live in that truth and promise. If we live each day like it was our last, we as Christians, as God's family, would be more concerned about all we could do, say, and accomplish within His will, for His glory and ours and others' greatest benefit, and not wasting so much time outside of God's will as we sometimes do when we're not fully trusting God, not living the way that is best for us, that shows God's love in all our actions. If we numbered our days and lived each as our last, we would remember to prioritize biblical influences from our God over the this world only weak, unrighteous influences. God says, number our days, pay attention, prioritize, treat each day as if it were our last, and focus on what He wills, promises, instructs, commands, and gives us example for in and through Jesus the Son. Can we live each day perfectly? No. God knows we sometimes fall short. But believers should minimally desire to live within His will. Commit each day as if it may be the last. And whatever that day is all about, keep God and all that He has taught, shown, and given us in blessings in the forefront of our mind and heart. Have great gratitude for all God has given us and all Jesus has sacrificed for us. Great thanksgiving for life after our last day here. Life that lasts forever as we bask in the perfection and glory of God forevermore. So recognize today Jesus, God's perfect plan and love for us, and His answers for this lifetime and eternal life continuing in His heavenly kingdom. I'm Joe Selensky of Lifeway Church in North Bangor. It's been my privilege to be your Mars Hill pastor for the day.